Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office has reported that an inmate at the county jail in Eureka died early this morning after suffering from an yet unidentified medical ailment. An inmate notified jail staff that 35-year-old Jonathan Sorrell of Hoopa was in medical distress. Officers responded and called for jail medical staff as well as an ambulance. Officers report that Sorrell was still breathing when they reached him, but then stopped and they began CPR. Despite those efforts, Sorrell was pronounced dead by a doctor shortly after the ambulance arrived. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine the cause of death, and at this time, foul play has been ruled out. Sheriff's detectives are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a male suspect who robbed the U.S. Cellular store on Central Avenue in McKinleyville yesterday. Store staff said the suspect, described as an adult Hispanic or Native American male with a stocky build, wearing a gray hoodie and sunglasses, walked into the store, pointed a silver handgun at an employee, and demanded money. While the robbery was in progress, the suspect heard a noise from a back office and forced the employee to the back, where a manager was on the phone with his wallet in his hand making a phone order. The manager saw the gun, dropped his wallet, and put his hands in the air. And at that time, the suspect stole the wallet along with an undisclosed amount of cash from the register. Before leaving, the suspect forced the employees into a bathroom and attempted to lock it, and then fled the scene. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A minor 3.7 earthquake rumbled Humboldt County around 9 o'clock this morning. The quake was located 23 miles southwest of Ferndale and 38 miles southwest of Eureka at a depth of 12 miles, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There were no reports of damage. And the California Highway Patrol has completed its investigation into the hit-and-run collision that took the life of Suzanne Seaman and sent Jessica Hunt and Terry Roman Little to the hospital with major injuries. The CHP has requested the District Attorney's Office press charges against 28-year-old Jason Warren, including one count of murder and two counts of attempted murder, one count of animal cruelty, one count of vehicle theft, and three counts of assault with a deadly weapon. Warren, who is already serving a 9-year prison sentence, is suspected of stealing the car of Hoopa murder victim Dorothy Ulrich, the vehicle he allegedly used when he ran down Seaman, Roman Little, and Hunt in October while awaiting sentencing for previous crimes. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The consolidation of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department is a work in progress, but the work of firefighting, training, and more training continues as the department brings in new members and new equipment. One piece of equipment recently added to the department was the fireboat, which operates on Humboldt Bay and has already proven its worth, according to Assistant Chief Bill Gillespie.
One of the biggest things we found with the fireboat, after having been able to use it to supply water across the bay in Samoa last month, is just how much water we have the capability of moving with that boat. Part of the design, a lot of the work that went into the design of that boat was the contingency. If we have the big earthquake, we have the big fire, can we bring this in, tie it up at the foot of F Street, and lay large supply hose up toward the middle of the business district?
The fire at the warehouse on Samoa caused heavy damage, and having the fireboat available meant that firefighters had more than enough water on hand.
Over at Samoa, they laid a long lay of supply hose, and the guys that were operating on the boat said, oh, we could have pushed a whole lot more water if we'd have had more hose capability. They laid a 5-inch supply line, which will move a tremendous volume of water from one place to another.
Gillespie went on to point out that the training of department personnel is in full swing as they merge companies and become proficient with new equipment. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.